Well, this is Jack Vaughn for Search SOA today, and I'm glad to be speaking with William Bain, the CEO and founder of Scale Out Software. And William, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay. And from your, you have an interesting view, I think, on the world that's now beginning to be called cloud, because you have experience in distributed computing, and I wonder, at looking at today, at what people are talking about and calling the cloud, what you think. And primarily, I know that you have worked, and your company has worked with data grids. So I'm wondering, what do you think of cloud? What is a data grid?
Well, we use the term data grid or distributed data grid to refer to a distributed caching technology that has added to it some very important features for management and for analyzing data that's stored in the cache. And we think that the cloud infrastructure provides a huge opportunity for users to analyze very large sets of data by hosting them in distributed data grids within the cloud and taking advantage of the cloud's inherent elasticity to analyze very large amounts of data very quickly and give very fast turnaround time.
Where are people at? Are people going in to build cloud applications and maybe not aware of the data caching?
Well, I think the early usage of the cloud has been dominated primarily by storage, using the cloud as an off-site repository for data that can be accessed across the internet. And over time, the cloud will be increasingly used for computation in addition to storage. And there's a huge opportunity to use the cloud for computation because it provides a large pool of computational resources, a lot of virtual servers that can be pulled together, harnessed together to solve large problems. In particular, the problem that people are really facing today and will be facing increasingly is working through large data sets to understand patterns and trends that are important for business competitiveness or, in some cases, for national security or other applications. So the cloud provides an infrastructure that's cost-effective for many users to access large amounts of virtual servers in order to do these computations.
Well, back a ways, there were tuple spaces, Lindas language, different ways of trying to allow programmers to work in distributed computing in a different way. What's going on now, or what does a typical developer, if you will, have to have in mind when trying to sort out through the cloud?
Well, there are a lot of problems associated with analyzing data across a set of servers, whether in the cloud or on a computational grid on site or in a supercomputer. My background goes back to Intel supercomputers, and I've worked on parallel computing problems for many years. In addition, we deployed software that runs in parallel on Windows servers called network load balancing for the purpose of doing IP load balancing across a server farm of Windows servers, typically running a web server or other front-end application. So we've seen the complexities and the problems that users face in analyzing data across a set of servers. And what users primarily need is a very simple, easy-to-use software architecture that lets them access their data quickly and spread out a computation across a set of servers very easily without writing a lot of code. In the old days, we used to have to write what are called message passing codes to explicitly have every server participate in the overall analysis of the data or parallel computation. And people have found that that was an obstacle to productivity. And that's why you see in the early 90s, parallel computing sort of fell by the wayside a bit, especially as processor architectures were getting faster and faster. But now, as we know, processor architectures are gaining cores, but they're not really gaining CPU speed in very quickly. So it's important that we have easy-to-use tools for using multiple cores and multiple servers together in order to analyze data and to perform the other parallel computations that are needed. So that's where you're seeing the beginning of the widespread deployment of technologies called MapReduce, which is this is a term that Google has popularized, and they use in a very specific sense. But I'm using the term MapReduce in a generic sense to describe a class of computations in which some amount of work or some computation is sent across the network to a set of servers to be performed in parallel to analyze data, perhaps for search or for other purposes, and then to collect the results in what's called reduce, in a reduce step or a data reduction step, in which the results are combined to deliver a result to the user. And being able to deploy MapReduce very effectively and easily across a set of servers is something that distributed data grids are very good at, and we can talk more about that.
And does that obviate the relational database, or does it take on a different role?
Oh, that's a great question. And no, it does not. Distributed data grids, also popularly known as distributed caches, are really a layer of storage that sits between a database server and the in-memory of a computation, of an application that's running a computation. So it's a very nice adjunct that's been missing. Traditionally, it's been missing from the storage hierarchy because applications have had to go directly to the database server to access data that they could not hold in memory within their application. Distributed caches or distributed data grids, I'll use those terms synonymously, they provide a solution as a storage layer that sits between the two and hosts data so that it can be accessed very quickly, much more quickly than if it were kept just in the database server. So what the use of data grids has evolved into is a repository for fast-changing data, data that's being computed upon by all these servers, and eventually results are created, and then they're stored back in the database server. So database servers are always the storage repository, the authoritative storage repository for long-term storage, and they will be for the foreseeable future, although we are seeing the emergence of parallel database systems. And at some point in the future, distributed data grids and database servers will probably merge, but we're talking the distant future. But for the next several years, we'll see data grids acting as a layer between database servers and in-memory within an application to provide a very important platform for performing parallel data analysis.
A couple of killer apps for the cloud, in a way, are Google with its very innovative search application. Maybe Amazon, perhaps, with the way it guesses what music one might like. Now, is that the type of cloud analytic application of the future that people will be redoing according to their own needs, or what kind of stuff do you see on that front?
Well, I think there's no end to what people can do with this kind of technology. I'll give you a couple of examples. In financial services, we see the need for companies to maintain competitiveness by very quickly analyzing how to handle changing market conditions. And so the kind of thing they can do with this kind of infrastructure is to host large data sets which represent stock histories or the history of the market over the last 10 years, say, and then to quickly analyze how a stock trading strategy, for example, would behave. A new strategy can be evaluated and tested against historical stock data to see how it would behave and whether it's a good strategy to employ moving forward. And having this ability to run the analysis across a large set of servers means that the analyst will get a response very quickly and be able to take action quickly and almost in real time. Now, we can expand this usage well beyond financial services. It could be used, for example, in testing census data against other trends, shopping trends, market trends. So anytime you have data sets that can be conveniently hosted in the cloud, maybe stored in a blob store or a table store in the cloud and brought into memory very quickly into the distributed data grid, then users can use these data sets to quickly analyze problems of interest. I'll give you another problem just that I had thought of the other day is if you want to analyze the effect of cell towers on health and cancer rates, then you could pull public data sets that have cell tower deployment locations and signal strengths and so forth and compare that to data sets that are looking at cancer rates in various locales and try to determine if there's any correlation or any action that could be taken to minimize the cancer rates. So you can see that there are innumerable problems that can be handled in this way, and the cloud provides this huge opportunity to A, host the data in large stores that are in the cloud, and B, to very quickly pull it into the pool of virtual servers, do an analysis, deliver results over the internet to users, and to provide that as an ongoing service to customers.
And at scale out, what kind of elements have you introduced that may have something to do with the recent interest or move towards cloud? And then secondly, again, I'm familiar originally with your company from work related to the Microsoft.NET platform, and know that you've come in more recently to support the Java platform. I'm wondering how those pan out in the cloud from your point of view.
Well, we see both .NET and Java platforms and language runtimes being hosted equally well in the cloud. We have done a lot of work in both areas. Our product was originally introduced for .NET in 2005, and we've expanded to supporting Linux, Java, Open Solaris with Java in the last 2 years, and we've seen strong interest for both language runtimes. We are introducing our version 5.0 of our distributed data grid product in about 3 to 4 weeks, and that will have some unique features for the cloud that we're very excited about. One feature that we're adding is this ability to transparently migrate data from a distributed data grid on-premise to another one in the cloud, so that users can very easily migrate data into the cloud without having to write code to restage that data in a blob store, for example, in order to access it within the cloud. And we think this will open up new usage models for the cloud that weren't convenient before. And secondarily, we're adding the ability to elastically grow the distributed data grid within the cloud as more virtual servers are added to the grid and to the computation. And the cloud offers this unique opportunity to harness as many virtual servers within reason that are really needed to have a problem be solved in a reasonable amount of time. So having our grid be able to elastically grow and do that transparently without affecting the computation is a very important feature for viability within the cloud, and we're very excited to be introducing that feature as well with 5.0.
Well, I appreciate you being with us today. I'm actually looking at my schedule, and I'm taking part in the server-side Java Symposium in March in Las Vegas. And that's our sister publication, so I understand that you could be there, too.
Yes, I'm looking forward to seeing you there.
Well, let's see if we can do some analytics. I think that's also March Madness, and maybe we can calculate some success in the basketball realm.
That's a great idea, great target application.
Well, thanks again, William, and thanks much for your time. Speaking with William Bain from Scale Out Software.
Thank you very much, Jack.